The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser.
And I can tell you, for all of you non-Muslims out there, you can judge who the anti-Islamists are, who your allies are, by those who truly wish you a Merry Christmas, who truly believe it. They obviously are, if they're Muslim, they don't worship Jesus as God or as Son of God or as Savior, but they believe in him as a prophet. They believe that you have a right to believe in your faith and that you believe in the same God of Abraham, and they respect the history, they respect the traditions, and they respect the origins of our own faith and the so many prophets and miracles that are part of our faith, the chapter in the Quran on Mary, etc. If you truly respect and love your Christian brothers and sisters, moderate Muslims would not look upon a recognition of Christmas, a singing of the carols, let your children sing them in the elementary or junior high schools or high schools. The Islamists, the Wahhabis, will reject allowing their kids to sing those carols, to participate in the choirs and all their celebrations in their public schools, in their communities. That is absurd. And the Wahhabis want to control. The Salafis want to control the identity of the kids, of the culture, of the family, by telling them who and what they can celebrate and separating them out as supremacists, not as equal believers with equal access to heaven. And that's what this is all about. It's not just about celebrating Christmas. It's about weakness. It's about inferiority. It's about a belief by Islamists that if they allow their kids and their families to believe that Christians have equal access to heaven, possible. It's obviously, we say Allahu Alam, which means only God knows. But the bottom line is that part of our Muslim reform movement is to acknowledge that Jews, Christians, those who believe in God have equal access to heaven. It's not ours to judge. While the Wahhabis believe that only their type, not only Muslims, only their type of Muslims who reject all of their so-called inventions that they believe are inventions are the only ones going to their heaven. And as their suicide bombers and their ISIS and Al-Qaeda advocates will find out, I believe, they went elsewhere, obviously.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.